This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Heart Greens. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about on this winter weekend, and we invite your phone calls. Please know that we got a new phone number. It's going to take me a while to get used to it. It's just like writing 2017. It's getting harder and harder, writing checks, writing my notes, to not default to 2016. In writing the date. Well, we've got a new phone number, so please jot it down anytime you'd like to call this hour or next. We'd love to take your phone calls. We're live. We're here and ready to be at your service in terms of answering questions about medicine, health, nutrition. That number is 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-8255. Could they figure out an even more difficult number to remember? It's 877-726-8255. And we'll take your phone calls momentarily. Before we get to your phone calls, though, one of the big stories this week, I was actually away last week in Florida, and so you might have heard of Best of Program. But it was an interesting weekend. I spent the weekend as a guest of a vitamin company, Zymogen, X-Y-M-O-G-E-N, Zymogen. They make high-quality vitamins. They're not readily available via the internet. They are sold to doctors and dispensed only by doctors and health practitioners. So really, really high-quality stuff, not something that you're going to find at Costco or Walmart. But it was amazing because I toured their facility down there, and they really take pride in the quality control, spotless nature of the facility, and the really advanced gadgets and machines that they use to assemble huge, huge volumes of vitamins. Imagine a place the size of an airplane hangar that was probably about 50 feet high with racks and racks and racks and shelves of vitamin ingredients that were very carefully screened for quality control. And then these ingredients, once they're approved, get put into these gigantic mixers, these huge, huge machines that mix together the ingredients. And then the ingredients are poured into machines that are super specialized capsulating machines that then turn out some incredible number of capsules, 150,000 capsules per hour on one of the machines that we saw. And everything is hermetically sealed. We had to wear gowns and caps. I put up a picture of what I looked like going through that process on Facebook because they didn't want us to contaminate the area in which they were making vitamins. So, to the naysayers, the people saying, oh, there's a lot of poor quality vitamins out there. Nobody knows what's in them. They may be contaminated. This is the industry's answer to those who claim that it's a free fire zone and that nobody really knows what they're getting when they open up a vitamin capsule. It's really, really beautiful job that some of the really high-quality manufacturers do in making supplements that are safe, potent, free of adulterants, toxins, and ready to go to work for you. Okay, so big story this week. Actually came out last week. Soda pop is the top food choice for food stampers. Okay, so this may seem like, you know, we're assailing food stampers, you know, those, and it, look, there's a political climate where a lot of people are saying, let's cut out all kinds of social support for the people who are poor in this country. And that's by no means what I'm calling for. But there's a problem because food stamps are like fungible cash. And people go to the store, they use food stamps, and it is to their detriment because it turns out that we've seen a historical shift. It used to be that poor people were hungry and thin and died of starvation and malnutrition. That has changed since the 20th century. We now have a total flip of that phenomenon, especially here in America, but across the industrialized world, where poor people tend to be overweight and buy cheap junk food. And that is a serious burden on our society. It's bad for them. It's bad for our country. It's bad for our healthcare budget. And, you know, we want to fix our healthcare system. Well, our healthcare system is a very, very unwieldy system. And one of the best ways to turn things around, maybe to turn things around in terms of prevention. It turns out that the top single purchase made by families on food stamps is soda drinks. That's totally inappropriate. And it is so easy to regulate that. That really has to happen. We just need to say no. Just know that if you're going to use food stamps to augment your nutrition, that's the idea, is to keep people from being hungry and to provide them with good nutrition. We need to say that certain foods are just off the eligibility list for food stamp purchases. They also say that America's poorest households also spend 20 cents in every dollar on junk food. 40 cents are spent on basics such as cheese, milk, cereals, and beef. Fine, okay. And experts point to the findings as one of the causes of America's obesity crisis. Duh. But check this out. There's going to be a lot of pressure when we try to change this because candy and beverage industries have teamed up to lobby against any kind of restriction about food stamp purchases. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens in this administration because this administration, on the one hand, wants to cut government costs. They will go after inappropriate welfare payments and inappropriate food stamp payments. The previous administration prided itself in expanding support programs. Well, is that necessarily a good thing when these support programs support people's bad habits? But on the other hand, this administration is very business friendly and may cave in to the candy and beverage industry who say, hey, we sell a lot of stuff to these people. And thank you very much, U.S. government, for helping to subsidize purchases of our toxic products that we want to keep making by the ton. So healthy foods such as fruits and vegetables, beans, eggs, nuts, and seeds were low down on the list of things purchased under the food stamp program. 10 cents in every dollar were spent on sweetened beverages, which also includes juices and energy drinks. Who needs that? And so with an average family on food stamps receiving $256 per month, that could mean that they could buy 50 cans of soda every month. That's nuts. So there's a real pushback on sugar currently. And this is something I've been leading the charge against this for many, many years. But Gary Taubes has a new book, The Case Against Sugar. It's coming out this winter, very soon. And he writes an op-ed in The Guardian, which is one of England's biggest papers, comparable to the New York Times. And it's a very long article, but I'll quote a very pithy quote from it. It says, imagine a drug that can intoxicate us, can infuse us with energy, and can be taken by mouth. It doesn't have to be injected, smoked, or snorted for us to experience its sublime and soothing effects. Imagine that it mixes well with virtually every food, and particularly liquids, and when given to infants, it provokes a feeling of pleasure so profound and intense. You ever see a kid, their first experience having candy or soda? Wow, their just brains light up, and they get hooked. that when given to infants, it provokes a feeling of pleasure so profound and intense that its pursuit becomes a driving force throughout their lives. Could the taste of sugar on the tongue be a kind of intoxication? What about the possibility that sugar itself is an intoxicant, a drug? Well, Gary Taubes makes an eloquent case that sugar is now the world's most popular drug because it really has a drug-like effect. It turns us on. It makes us addicted. And it literally makes us a slave to its effects. Sugar really can be looked at from that standpoint. And we're subsidizing, the government is subsidizing the production of sugar with agricultural subsidies for corn and for beets that are made into sugar so that sugar is cheap and available. And they're also subsidizing it through such programs as the food stamp program. Things really have to change if we're going to turn the health of Americans around. All right, our number. See if I can remember it. 877-726-8255. We welcome your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And hey, I just figured out something. You know, it's all those years of college education and then graduate school, med school. I finally figured out that actually our calling number is simpler than I thought. It's 877-726-8255. But 8255 spells talk. Okay, so it's 877-726-TALK. T-A-L-K, in case you have one of those old-fashioned telephone dials where the numbers correspond to letters. 877-726-TALK for questions related to medicine or nutrition. And congratulations are in order to Intelligent Medicine because we just cleared several new stations and we're expanding our radio audience to nearly 120 stations across the country. The new station, one of the new stations, in Ithaca, New York, all those college students listening to us, WHCU AM in Ithaca, New York, Intelligent Medicine will air Sundays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. That means they can't call in because it's going to be on delay. And they began airing on January 8th. So welcome aboard. Upstate New York, nice part of the world. And I want to tell you about this as well. Are you a sufferer of chronic fatigue? Or are you frequently tired? Well, I'm here to tell you about the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. There are actually clinical trials that demonstrate that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. NT Factor is available in ProPacks. Now, that's a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs with antioxidants, pre and probiotics, and omega-3s. They're all combined to help you feel better. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people, they just may want to keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT Factor specifically. So, the new product, Healthy Aging, was born. That's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it, and I recommend it to my patients. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So to order ProPacks or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, here's an item that it's a significant item because I've been on the Whole 30 diet for now it's 13 months. I started the end of 2015. I did it all through 2016, and now I'm starting on my second year on the Whole 30 diet. The Whole 30 diet is a paleo diet, and it calls for no grains, no legumes, but it's rich in fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts, and lots of animal protein, healthy fats. But one of the tenets of the Whole 30 diet is don't drink alcohol. And so I could count on two hands the number of drinks I've had in that year. I'm not, total teetotaler. I'm not doing it on principle, but, I'm following the diet. So here's an interesting study, how alcohol ramps up hunger signals. And that is a significant factor because Americans drink a lot. That, according to a new study, we've now, for the first time, discovered the mechanism by which brain cells that regulate appetite and feeding are activated by alcohol, which offers an explanation as to why when you go to a restaurant, the first thing I want to offer you is, what would you like to drink? Is A, the margin on alcohol, a lot better than the margin on, say, sirloin steak. Meat's expensive. They can't mark it up too much. Booze is cheap. They can quadruple what they pay wholesale for alcohol. But in addition, it makes you want to eat more. Researchers exposed mice to alcohol for 3 days and found that the animal's food intake increased during that period. Alcohol boosts the activity of certain brain cells, which trigger feelings of intense hunger when stimulated. So if you're seeking to reduce your appetite, if your cravings are out of control, if you want to lose weight, cut down on the alcohol, especially that pre-meal cocktail that makes you want to eat like a house on fire. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And you can call us, join us. We'll be taking phone calls in just a moment. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And you can call us, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. Isn't that clever? And somebody's figured it out. James from Iowa is calling us on our call-in line. How are you doing, James? Welcome.
I'm fine. I had to wait till I heard it three times before I got it written down. But anyway.
Yeah, it is complicated, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been using myself as a guinea pig lately. I've been trying to find out why I break out on rashes because I can't get any answers anywhere. So what I did is, you were talking about sugar. And I would go out and I would eat probably, I love sweets, okay? I'm very thin, but I love sweets. And I ate three or four of those sugar-coated rolls in the morning, and I drink coffee in the afternoon. And sometimes when I do that at night, I'd eat a couple of donuts, and when I woke up,
James, you're supporting the Iowa economy. The Iowa grows a lot of corn. All that stuff is made with high fructose corn syrup. So you're a good citizen of Iowa, supporting the local economy.
Anyway, I break out in a rash all over. Mm-hmm. It usually starts at my neck and then goes around my sides and everything. It's almost, some people call it shingles, but I thought, well, now wait a minute. You know, when I don't eat sugar, and then I quit for a week. I quit eating all those sweets and stuff. And I haven't had any of that problem since. Well, I did that for about 2 or 3 weeks because I wanted to find out, if that was really what was going on, okay? You have to put a period in between there, and mm-hmm. I'm watching my diet real closely. Yep. So there's something to do with sugar and pastries that has something to do with my metabolism, and it itches. I mean, I feel like a chicken pox.
So let me explain what's going on. And I appreciate you sharing that observation, because for a lot of people, itching and rashes, really common problem among many people, and dermatologists treat it by smearing steroid creams on. There are all manner of treatments for it to suppress the symptoms. But, when a patient comes in with skin problems, I really try to delve down and find out what's the underlying trigger. And sugar is, A, it's pro-inflammatory. B, it promotes the growth of harmful bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract and possibly yeast, which can then traverse your intestinal wall via something called leaky gut syndrome, and that can cause systemic symptoms, and it can range from brain fog to joint pain to skin problems to even more extreme types of skin problems like psoriasis and severe eczema. So, a real sensible maneuver for someone who's suffering from itchy skin, rashes, is to eliminate sugar, and perhaps also to eliminate gluten, and maybe eliminate some of the other common allergens that trigger skin reactions. So I appreciate you sharing that observation, and it's a very real phenomenon. Okay, let's talk about those little things. If you're wearing shoes, lace-up shoes, sneakers or whatever, look down at your shoelaces, and your shoelaces have this little thing on the end that keeps the laces from unraveling. How many of you know what that is called? That's an uncommon word in the English language. All right, I won't keep you in suspense. That little sheath, the small sheath of metal or plastic that goes at the end of your shoelace is called an aglet. That's a cool word for, if you're playing Scrabble. It's spelled A-G-L-E-T. And our chromosomes, the little structures that make up our DNA within each cell, literally have aglets on them so that they don't unravel and become disorganized and ultimately cause the body to age and be subject to degenerative diseases. And these aglets for the chromosomes are called telomeres. Now, there's a new study that suggests that elderly people who spend most of their time sitting down age significantly quicker than more active contemporaries. And that's a big duh. We know that, exercise has an anti-aging effect. But we weren't sure why until this new study revealed that sedentary older individuals have shorter telomeres, those tiny caps found on the ends of strands of DNA which protect chromosomes, and which, if not efficient, if they're short, are associated with faster aging. So this is a very significant finding. We now know that the government recommends 150 minutes of moderate aerobic exercise a week for older people. However, it's the rare individual who achieves that goal. In light of that, let's say you're a busy, active person. Maybe you're, not a true senior, but you're over 50. So you would be subject to this problem. Your telomeres are going to be shorter if you sit around, spend a lot of time on your duff, and don't exercise. But weekends provide you with an opportunity. And that's one of the big stories that came up for us this last couple of weeks. It's a new study in Journal of the American Medical Association. So fascinating study. It's entitled Association of Weekend Warrior and Other Leisure Time Physical Activity Patterns with Risk for All-Cause Cardiovascular Disease and Cancer Death. That's pretty significant. They're saying, basically, if you're a weekend warrior, does it do you any good? A lot of people, you know, counsel against being a weekend warrior. They say you need to spread your activity through the week to truly achieve the benefits of physical exercise. But what if you're busy? What if you're working? What if you are taking care of kids or grandkids? And what if you're taking care of elderly parents? You don't have a lot of time. So maybe, just maybe, weekends afford you an opportunity to take a run, as I did this morning, a quick run. I didn't have much time before the show, but I had a half an hour, and I went out and ran 2-3 miles just to warm myself up. And it was a busy week, but I did manage to get to the gym, but some people don't. So what does it say to people who are weekend warriors? Well, reassuringly, what they found was that the risk of death was approximately 30% lower in active versus inactive adults. But weekend warriors did fine. Their risk of death was equivalent to that of people who spread their activity out across the week. So long as you perform the recommended amount of 150 minutes of moderate or 75 minutes of vigorous activity in 1 or 2 sessions per week, or whether you spread it out from 3 or more sessions per week, it turns out that the benefits are equivalent. So that is very cool. The only thing I would caution, I mean, the study doesn't speak to the issue of injuries. People who aren't used to exercising, don't exercise consistently, they go on a tear on weekends, and literally they're going to get a tear in terms of a joint or tendon injury if they just sit around and then they go from 0 to 60 on a Saturday or Sunday, pushing the envelope when they're not used to that level of performance. So weekend warriors, mixed bag, but the good news is that if you're a weekend warrior and you don't have an opportunity to exercise during the week, it's still very worthwhile in terms of dramatically lowering by 30% your risk of death from all causes, cardiovascular disease and cancer included. Very exciting study. Okay, our number, 877-726-TALK. That's 877-726-8255. And it's time to tell you about the Zona, because lots of people suffering from high blood pressure, and if you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, and who isn't, because medications have side effects, I've got some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. This is called the Zona Plus, and it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. I really feel the Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. It's been studied, and what it is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. So you can find out more. We set up a website for this. Go to TryZona, Z-O-N-A, TryZona.com, or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141, or TryZona.com. Okay, when we return, more of your phone calls, more health information. That's what you tune into Intelligent Medicine for. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione. But as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione, rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary? Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and it's been a busy week, and I've been doing a lot of stuff on gastrointestinal problems. You can find, if you go to Facebook and follow me at Dr. Ronald Hoffman, we posted an episode on the microbiome. I did an entire podcast talking about gut bacteria and their influence on a multiplicity of health problems. It was Hippocrates who 25 years ago said, all disease begins in the gut. And indeed, we're coming around to validate that in the 21st century, as more and more research suggests that there's a gut-brain linkage, that intestinal problems are linked to autoimmune disease, to fatigue, to depression and anxiety, to autism. And that's something that I tackle in a podcast that you can also download from drhoffman.com or subscribe to iTunes. Also, they turned the tables on me, and I became the guest. I switched roles and did a guest appearance to discuss ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease on the 5 to Thrive radio program with Carolyn Gazella. And again, you can go to Facebook and you can click on the link there where I discuss inflammatory bowel disorders. So lots of stuff that you can find at drhoffman.com. I read a weekly column, which you can find there. You can subscribe to our newsletter and get useful information every week in your inbox, and we won't pester you with ads and commercials and solicitations to buy stuff. It's all about getting information out to you. So, another way that you can pose your question on this program, say you're shy or you're busy, you can't call in real time, but you want to pose a question, just go to drhoffman.com. On the homepage, there's a bar, a black bar, on the right side of the homepage. And if you click on that, you can leave a recorded question, and your question then be played on our weekend program, as we're about to do now. And I will endeavor to answer it. So here we go. Peter, fire away.
Dr. Hoffman, I'm a big fan of yours, and I've been listening through the years. I'm questioning about pure essential oils. I never hear you speak much on that, and perhaps you're not a big fan of that, but I've seen a lot on this computer about it. And I wonder if you could speak on that and how you feel about it. I'll be listening. Thanks for everything.
Okay, thanks for your great question. Okay, so several ways that essential oils can be used. And traditionally, essential oils are sometimes used in aromatherapy. And aromatherapy may have great benefits because we know that the olfactory sense, the sense of smell, is very powerful in terms of inducing both psychological reactions and also physical reactions. So one of my favorite scents is, you know, and it's very individual because different scents have different associations for different people, but something that really plugs into my brain circuitry is lavender. I find lavender very, very relaxing, and actually there are studies on this. There are also some studies that suggest that sage may promote brain function. So there's, you know, probably the body of science on this is not as rigorous as the science of what happens when you consume these essential oils. So, for example, oil of oregano. Oil of oregano has powerful antibiotic effects in the gastrointestinal tract. Rosemary as well. And we sometimes use it in formulas to fight small intestine bacterial overgrowth or candida, yeast, the so-called yeast connection. These oils, peppermint oil is another one. Peppermint oil is wonderful for irritable bowel syndrome, but it has to be encapsulated in an enteric capsule, because if it opens up too high up, you can just end up burping peppermint oil. So you want it to stay in an enteric-coated capsule and bypass your stomach, go into your intestine, open up down there, where it can have a very soothing effect. It's antispasmodic, it's antibacterial, it suppresses the growth of bad bacteria. And so, yeah, you know, I think essential oils really have an important place in the armamentarium of natural medicine against a variety of conditions. So, and another one, you know, clove oil. Clove oil is a marvelous dental product because it has anesthetic properties. You can rub it on sore gums or say you have a toothache. If you have toothache, definitely don't just take clove oil. Go to a dentist. But, you know, in the meantime, you can get some relief by applying clove oil to any type of mouth sore. Okay, millions of people, tens of millions of people in America suffer from metabolic syndrome. Now, what is metabolic syndrome? You've probably heard about this. Metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, usually associated with a big belly, increased belt size. But if you want to find out if you're prone to metabolic syndrome with a simple tape measure, just put a tape around your waist and tape around your hips. And if in a male the ratio is 1.0 or greater, you're likely to have metabolic syndrome. If a woman, since women have hips, if it's greater than 0.8, you're likely to have metabolic syndrome. And then there are tests. You can look at your triglycerides. If they're over 120 or so, 150, you're likely to have metabolic syndrome. If your cholesterol to HDL ratio is not good, if it's greater than 4, likely metabolic syndrome. If your hemoglobin A1C is greater than 5.7 and you're not told you have diabetes, well, you may have an intermediate condition of prediabetes, which is metabolic syndrome, where we can measure your insulin during a glucose tolerance test. There's a lot of ways to go. All right. A study just published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition has made it clear that conventional tests to measure vitamin E in the blood may have limited accuracy compared to very, very highfalutin tests made in research laboratories, to the point where if you get a regular vitamin E test, you know, most doctors don't test for vitamin E, but say you coax your doctor or you have a holistic doctor and they do a vitamin E test and they say everything's fine. Well, it turns out that especially if you have metabolic syndrome, you may need more vitamin E, and the ways we measure it are not accurate. So nutrition surveys have estimated that 92% of men and 96% of women in the U.S. fail to get an adequate daily intake of vitamin E in their diet. And vitamin E, unfortunately, has waned in popularity because some studies have said, vitamin E doesn't help the heart. Well, maybe they're using the wrong type of vitamin E. They weren't using a mixed tocopherol. They were using just alpha tocopherol, which may block beneficial gamma tocopherol. Vitamin E, of course, is found in high levels in almonds, wheat germ, various seeds and oils, avocados. These are sources of vitamin E, but I recommend taking a mixed tocopherol vitamin E, rich in gamma tocopherol, especially if you have metabolic syndrome, because in the study, people with metabolic syndrome had lower bioavailability of vitamin E. All right, that's it for this hour. Please join us for our second hour of Intelligent Medicine. Gear up to dial 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK to pose questions about medicine or nutrition.